This one? Hey, give it up for Chet Helms, come on. It was my great thrill and pleasure to have spent time with this consummate hippie. Are there any hippies in this house right now? Well, they will bury me a hippie, and Chet Helms gave me my sense of hippie by all the wonderful music that he gave to the Bay Area, getting us to dance and getting us to enjoy a really good joint of reefer. And I think that Chet would really like it if we would legalize it in his name. And in Golden Gate Park, we could have a big patch that would be the Chet Helms Reefer Grove. That would be a heavenly horticultural experience. I just love being here in Santa Rosa with you all, and we have been passing time. A lot of our friends have passed over to the other side. I got to spend some good time with Ramrod before he crossed over. He said, "Wavy gravy," he said to me, "if you cut yourself, you will bleed tie-dye." And it's his spirit, and Chet's spirit, and Vince's spirit, and Jerry's spirit. And when we have these events, all of our ancestors come and hover about. So it's really important that we're real kind to each other and always pick up the trash. And we got our work cut out for us. I want to ask everybody, when you get a chance, to see Al Gore's movie, An Inconvenient Truth. It is an amazing film that is a call to action. It's going to tell us a lot of things that we already know and a lot of things that we didn't know, and has also given us our marching order for taking care of business. And it's wonderful to have something to do. Jerry used to say that to me. It's really a great thing to have something to do. And also something to do is we got to resave the whales. I can't believe it. I remember going over to Sweden for the UN conference on human environment. Stuart Brand, who started this amazing magazine called the Whole Earth Catalog, he loaded up this plane full of hippies and Margaret Mead. I got to hang out with Margaret Mead. She says, "Oh, you're with the hog farm. You're nothing new. Have you never heard of the Mayflower Compact?" And there was Gary Snyder and Rolling Thunder, and we brought the Holy Modal Rounders with us, who asked that musical question, "Do you like boobs a lot?" And we set up this hippie village in this abandoned airfield outside of Stockholm, Sweden. Because what it was is this very radical Dutch dude named André Schmidt went all over Europe putting up these signs with pictures of the Secretary General of the United Nations named U Thant, dressed as a hippie, and underneath it said, "See you in Woodstock, home." And so this got picked up in like all the media of the world. It was in Time and Newsweek. So what we were going to do was set up this enormous food kitchen and survival center an encampment to show how we could live if we could live the change. And it was all very exciting, but then the Swedes sealed the border against hippies. So there we all were with our thumbs up our ass and nothing to do when this woman from Project Jonah named Joan McIntyre came through and said, "Wavy Gravy, you have to help us save the whales." The gray whale at that time was almost extinct. And I was thinking, what could we do? And she had this medallion of a whale around her neck. And I looked at it, and I looked at her bus. We had this 48 Greyhound that called the impossible ass that was floated across. And we dressed up the bus to look like a whale and drove through downtown Stockholm, got the front page of every newspaper in the world, and the gray whale became an endangered species and was brought back from extinction. But now, we gotta do it again. But we gotta rock and roll. Are you ready to rock and roll? Are you ready for